came up with One Trick Pony, and it's just been awesome. I've loved literally every minute of what we're doing with the simple cheeseburger. I never knew that you could do something so simple and be so proud of it. Hey, this is Chef Neil Brown, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line acclaimed chef, multi-time James Beard Award nominee, one of the leading voices of the culinary scene in Indianapolis. It's the chef over at One Trick Pony and a headliner for the Rev Indy event coming up at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Chef Neil Brown, welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dane. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always great to have you on. Of course, it's good to have you on again, especially when there's some good stuff to share and some good news and opportunities and events on the horizon. But before we get into all the cool racing stuff, if you could maybe share a little bit about sort of the restaurant community in Indiana, how you guys have all pulled together over the last year and a half, and now how you're coming together in a big way for events like this and to support IU Health.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Rev is one of these phenomenal events that just happens to be very symbiotic between the chef community, of course, our iconic racing community, and IU Health. So we are able to all come together to help raise some money for IU Health and their emergency services, as well as Rev. And they all do such a phenomenal job of reciprocating through, you know, marketing and raising awareness for the restaurant community here in Indianapolis, because as you know, coming out of the pandemic, it was a super rough time. So it's never been more needed than it is these days. And it's just such a cool partnership. A lot of times when we do these charity events, it's not always as reciprocal as we'd like it to be. And but this one always is. And Rev is phenomenal. The organizers are just great, and they've been around a long time. So yeah, it's just a great event. We're always happy to be involved, and it's kind of gotten to the point where this is the only one I do all year. So
you think about this, Chef, is there are a lot of events, a lot of charity events, and the restauranting side is always there to step up and support everything from, you know, kids Little League stuff to some of the biggest charity organizations out there. The restauranting community and the chefs are always there lending a hand and supporting and all that. And over the last year and a half, and knowing, you know, over many, many years covering and being in and around it. And of course, like yourself, is like, it was really a big switch, right? It was kind of flipped. It's like the people who always help are the one who needs the help the most. And this is a very cool event, because not only it isn't just, hey, it's a fundraiser and there's food there, is that you guys are really front and center. Before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about your latest spot. So many of the things that you've brought to the table, no pun intended, Indianapolis beloved restaurants and spots have been well received, as have you. Your latest spot, One Trick Pony, you got two locations now. Let's talk a little bit about it. You know, you're as accomplished as it gets on the fine dining side, and this is like burgers. So talk a little bit about that, how, you know, get back to basics. Certainly people love burgers, and you're doing it in a big way.
Yeah, it's amazing. I have to tell you, COVID was like a big reset button for a lot of us, and I'm no exception. I found that fine dining, you know, just thinking about the future of food and what was going to happen, it was hard to see a future for fine dining, and certainly for cocktails. With, you know, I have the Libertine Liquor Bar, and it was hard to see a future for, you know, $15 cocktails in Indianapolis. So I needed to stay busy. I needed to keep momentum moving forward. And so we came up with One Trick Pony through partnership with the city of Fishers and Fishers Test Kitchen. And it's just been awesome. I've loved literally every minute of it. I was saying to a friend of mine yesterday, I'm just like, man, I never knew that you could do something so simple and be so proud of it. And it's such a good feeling to be just so proud of it. I'm almost more proud of what we're doing with the simple cheeseburger than the stuff that I was doing at Yukio. So it's been refreshing. It's been reinvigorating. And I had no idea that I was going to be so passionate about cheeseburgers.
Well, you say it. Sometimes it seems simple and it feels simple and it feels approachable, and a lot of people make it at home. But to do it at a level where you have in a lot of that know-how, you know all the rules, and so you can break some and then you can make something that's absolutely amazing. It reminds me of, so here in Chicago, we've got Charlie McKenna, who's a world champion pit master, but also has that whole fine dining side. He was executive chef over at True. And so to take that sensibility ability, that skill level, and bring it to something that feels kind of like an everyday food, I think can turn into magic. And it certainly has with One Trick Pony. So the people in Indianapolis are very lucky. You're lucky too. I don't know how you guys did this. Was it a lottery system? So for the Rev event at Indianapolis, you drew. So not only, you know, you're one of those star headliners, but also you've got Scott Dixon. And so I don't know how that worked out, but talk about getting together and if you guys collaborated on what to do. How did that work?
Yeah, so I have been feeding Scott Dixon for over 20 years.
What?
So there we have a friendship, and we have a very long standing relationship. I knew Scott before he was even in the professional circuit. So when he was coming up through the ranks here in Indy. So I probably shouldn't say this publicly, but I think I have maybe a little. I try to like cash in a favor to get Scott every year for Rev because I've had him every year that I've done Rev. And so, yeah, we're close. You know, I mean, last year we did actually collaborate on the dish. This year we did not collaborate. I'm doing a burger this year to promote One Trick Pony. So that probably wouldn't make much sense because Scott is the consummate athlete. He is truly like the athlete driver. You know, he's a peak performer, takes very good care of his body. So cheeseburgers probably wouldn't align with what Scott believes in. But yeah, we usually do collaborate on some dishes. And I'm lucky to get to see him once a year and pretend like he knows me.
Well, you could have chosen like the garnish, right? Like this is the type of part, like an artisanal parsley that could be there as like a sprig. You know, there's your Scott Dixon contribution. It's so funny that you mentioned that because when we were there for Fast Friday, we brought in nothing bundt cakes from Jamie Little, who lives in the area as well and covers so much of the racing. And he looked at it, but it was just so crazy because they are true athletes. And Scott is one of those. Neil is right. And for the listeners, we're talking with Chef Neil Brown, is that he's so particular. He just is like his body's a temple, but having fed him for the last 20 years, you know, you can say that, you know, and you are what you eat, is that you helped build him into the champion that he is.
Oh, there's, man.
There's no denying that.
I don't know. That's a lie. I'm taking some liberties with that credit, I think.
I think not. I think, and you can get probably some scientific input, too, to give that validation. All right. So here's the thing. You're going to be there along with 52 chefs. There are a lot of food events. I go to them. I cover them all around the country. This is an amazing team photo and representation. Of course, you'll be one of the favorites for fans. But as you guys are so communal in a bunch of different ways, supporting each other, for the listeners, like where else should they focus on? Like what are some places maybe your excited to go ahead and try from some of your friends in the business?
Oh yeah, well, so I love, you know, I have so many friends. It's one of the beautiful things about this event is I get to see sort of like all my friends that I never get to see all in one under one roof. So, you know, obviously Jonathan Brooks, his food, he'll be there. My friend Greg Howe, who happens to also be my partner in One Trick Pony, he'll have Cholita there, which is an amazing Mexican taqueria concept. Bluebeard will be there. Man, you can throw a rock through the place and you're going to hit something delicious. It's just going to be good food on top of good food on top of good food. So I can't wait.
And with that backdrop, too, with Indianapolis Motor Speedway, not only an iconic location, things happening in the tracks, there is going to be chef stations in the garages, in the pits. I mean, it's going to be an amazing event. It's part of a testament not only to the success of it with the amount of awareness that it raises and all, and of course that the tickets are completely sold out. So people are super excited to get in on this and to see you guys taste that food and experience it, and of course that higher purpose as well. But when the smoke clears, for those people that can't get into that, and at this point that is everybody, right, who may not have already been in on it, for One Trick Pony, what's next? And I know you got two locations. What kind of things can people look forward to maybe as we get into summer? I know on the innovative side, you never stop. I saw a tweet. You mentioned maybe that the state fair should consider deep frying vaccinations, right? So you build in a little bit of the medical side into the food people can't resist. What's going on?
Yeah, so we're going to look, we're continuing to look for a third location of One Trick Pony and growing this brand. I've got several projects that are sort of on the range top that I can't talk about right now. That's just too premature to talk about. I've got restaurants that we're considering and thinking about, and our license work with Howe and Brown, and we do some license work and some consulting, and that business is starting to come back. nationally. And so, yeah, we're fortunate. We've got a lot going on. We're busy, and yeah, we're very, very lucky to be in the position we are.
Indianapolis is lucky to have you too. And as people want to follow your adventures and visit those spots and see what the latest things, whether it's happening with events or different places or even on the menu, like where can they go?
Follow me on Twitter, Neil, and that's N-E-A-L-J Brown. Same handle on Instagram. I'm very active on Instagram, probably too active. And yeah, I'm always posting interesting food stuff on Instagram. I do a lot of outdoor cooking in the summertime, so it's kind of fun to like interact with people. I do a lot of like live cooking demonstrations over open fires out in the woods, and people seem to love that. So yeah, follow me, and hopefully it's fun for you.
Always great food, great content too, and great connections with those fans and fans of food and what it is that you do. So thanks for that. We'll see you at the event at Rev at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Dane. I appreciate it.